Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to begin our conversation about moving forward. And the article that we're going to be reviewing and kind of pulling some information from is from The Atlantic, and it's entitled, "Is This the Next Step for the Hashtag Me Too Movement?"
Right.
And it's from just last week.
Last week, right.
And what I, one of the lines in this article that really epitomizes what we're going to be talking about is the idea of shifting collectively from identifying the problem to solving it. We have to take some active steps solve the problem.
And we sort of started on that journey yesterday.
Right.
When we talked about prevention.
Right.
In yesterday's podcast. But there's another issue here in this article. And that is that as we've been talking about this through the week, we talked about the powerlessness of women.
Right.
Back starting in the 1860s, starting during slave days,
right.
the days of slavery where women had...
Well, even before then. I mean,
and even before that.
Right. In the European countries and
right. everywhere. So we've always exploited women. And women had no voice and they had no choice and they weren't allowed to say anything for fear of reprisal, retribution. In 1997... you have Ashley Judd, who, with all of her money and background and power, was unable to do anything.
Right.
There was no place to take these complaints. 2013, we still have 5 to 15% of women bringing legal cases. And it wasn't until this group of... it was really the Harvey... I think Bill O'Reilly got it started.
Right.
Because the Bill Cosby thing never really got traction the way this did.
Not the way this did, right.
No.
Right.
And so it was really Bill O'Reilly and Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
They were two powerful figures who were brought down. Now, there have been many others since then.
Right.
But that really was the turning point. And the turning point was that their accusers were powerful women.
Right.
They weren't hotel maids and strawberry pickers and secretaries. These were powerful, wealthy, influential Hollywood women. That's a wonderful start. I liken it to the tip of the spear.
Right.
Okay. It broke the dam. Okay. What has to happen now, and what this article is about, what has to happen now is it has to become more inclusive.
Right.
How do we get these other women to have a... How do we give a voice to a secretary? How do we give a voice to an assistant professor?
Right.
How do we give a voice to a college student who's propositioned by a professor? How do we give powerless people power?
Right.
And that's what the next step of this,
what
they want the next step of this movement to be, is to make it more inclusive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and that is the crux of this... the idea, and that is shifting. We see the problem. We know what the problem looks like.
Right.
We know what it what effects it tends to have on the victims. So now let's get together the people that this has happened to and people who are appalled by it.
Right.
Get these individuals together and enact and actively put an end to it.
You said, I think on Monday or Tuesday, the first time Me Too was used, it got 30,000. The first night, it produced 30,000 responses. Within 2 weeks, it was 1.7 million.
People, right?
People. Mm-hmm. 1.7 million people. Don't know how many responses they produced. How do you mobilize that?
Right.
Number one, how do you keep it that size? Because now you have a critical mass that can influence. But... and how do you take that energy to solve the problem?
Right.
How do we solve the problem now?
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not, when we talked on Wednesday's podcast about prevention, we were talking about you have to start in childhood.
Right.
And that's great. That is absolutely where we have to, where the future lies.
Right.
However,
that's not going to change things right now.
Right.
And that, I think, is a really important mm-hmm. aspect that we have to think about. Because, right. yes, we it's important to you know, it's sort of like that with lots of different areas. Mm-hmm. We need to reduce the high school dropout rate.
Right.
That's great. So we can mm-hmm. start doing things in elementary school so that we increase right. the likelihood of graduation. But that's not going to help high school seniors now.
That's right.
You know, and so when it comes to this, yes, educating children and sort of changing that right. entire
yeah.
sort of underlying current of how we value each other,
mm-hmm.
that's going to help in the future. But we need to do some things now.
Right.
And that's where hopefully this movement is going to kick in and start that act of change.
Right. And So this is going to have to be what they're advocating here in this article is this is going to have mm-hmm. to be a multi-pronged right. approach, okay?
Right.
So we're going to have legal battles. We're going to fight this out in court. We're going to have legislation.
Right.
We're going to have we're going to have to set very specific goals. So one of the goals is 50-50 by 2020,
right.
which means 50% of the executives or the CEOs would be women
mm-hmm.
By 2020.
Right.
Okay. And so so it has to take all of these various forms to address the issues
right,
right now.
Right.
You know, what about today? What about women today who are being sexually harassed?
Right.
I was particularly interested in one of this GoFundMe account.
Mm-hmm.
Did you they have a GoFundMe account. They want to raise $15 million that will pay the legal fees of poor women
right.
who, without that money, wouldn't mm-hmm. have the ability
right.
to bring a lawsuit against their perpetrators.
Right.
Ashley Judd can.
Right.
Taylor Swift can.
Right.
But not all people can.
Right.
And not only that, you don't want to risk losing your job, but you don't have the money to pay an attorney anyway.
Right.
Okay. And so this GoFundMe account of $15 million will provide money for those women who can't pay for it themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that, you know, and there's lots of people, influential people behind this. And, they mentioned in the article Reese Witherspoon and,
right.
and some other. And it is interesting that so many of the women who are, again, spearheading it,
right.
are women who are in entertainment and yeah. and all. Mm-hmm. But I think that we mentioned the other day the idea about what's happening in Congress. And I was fascinated, I have been fascinated hearing even senators and, mm-hmm. and you know, female Congress people
right.
have been victims as well
mm-hmm.
by their mm-hmm. Congress colleagues,
right?
It's
so pervasive.
Yeah,
and it is, and that's what they're saying. That yes, all of these people have come out,
mm-hmm.
but many more haven't.
Right.
Okay. So how do we get all of them to come out?
Right.
How do we get everybody to come out, and create this movement?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and so what's going to happen is I think is that. As more people talk about it, as more people begin to act on it,
right.
I think that it's going to change the culture
right.
to the point where, you know, I think at some level there has to be, and maybe just the discomfort. I was thinking about this,
right.
We were talking about it the other day, the discomfort that could be caused by the possibility of being sued or outed
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that a man might gain from, you know,
right.
okay, all these people are talking about it, all these things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
If I do that, there is a risk
that's right.
that somebody is going to say something. So I think that I would be okay even if some of that change began out of fear.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's
fear
okay.
of litigation,
yeah.
fear of retrograde.
That's I right. mean, we want it to be a values thing, but if right. it has to start out as a fear, I think that's right. all that will do.
Now, speaking of that, one of they list eight things in this article, mm-hmm. and we're going to post this article in the show notes. But they list eight things. People say, "What can I do? What can mm-hmm. I do right now?" And so this article has eight things you can do right now. But one of the things that I would like to see happen, and it's in line with this notion of fear of being sued, there's a thing called a mandatory arbitration agreement, MAD.
Mm-hmm.
And a mandatory arbitration agreement is embedded in a contract that essentially says, you cannot sue me for any reason,
right,
including sexual harassment.
Right.
Okay. Now, many people either don't read those,
mm-hmm,
which we tend not to,
right,
or you say, well, that's not, I don't think anything's going to happen in
right
a way. I love this job. I'm not going to do it. I don't think I'm ever
right
going to get. So that's not really a big
mm-hmm
issue.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the one of the impediments
right
to people, because once you've signed a mandatory arbitration, even if you don't realize what you've signed,
right,
and many people don't, you know, they walk mm-hmm up and they sign the agreement because they want a job, particularly underpaid, undereducated mm-hmm workers. Once you've signed that agreement, you have no legal recourse.
Right.
Okay. You have agreed that you won't sue. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And companies do this all the time in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they say, well, if you don't sue, if you agree not to sue us, we'll give you a 2-week severance or a 2-month severance,
mm-hmm,
or 2-year
mm-hmm
severance.
Right.
But if you sign this not to sue us, so you have no legal recourse. But these mandatory arbitration agreements have got to go.
Yeah, and I think that part of the end of that has been seen here recently, because I can't remember the woman's name, but she came out and she was talking about a settlement that she took from I think it was a politician, mm-hmm, I want to say,
mm-hmm,
where she took a settlement, and as part of that settlement she received significant funds, but she agreed to not say anything. And she's come out anyways.
Oh.
She came out anyways, and she's been talking about it. And so I don't know the ramifications of that.
I wonder what will happen. Oh,
interesting
legal question.
But, you know, I think it's, I don't understand. I guess there's those kinds of aspects of the legal system that I don't really understand. Because if you say, sign this, and by signing this, you agree that you can't sue me no matter what. No matter what I do to you.
Right.
You can't sue me. Even if what I do to you is illegal,
right,
you can't sue me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that can be legal, can it?
I don't think you can sign away your... You can't sign away your constitutional rights.
Right.
I do know that. That you cannot sign away your constitution. I don't know about states' rights, because these would be state laws.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's difficult.
You know,
to...
if you're a right to work state, that's another issue.
Right.
You know, if it's a right to work state, then there are certain things
yeah
that exist. But you're right. I don't know whether you can or not. Whether
yeah
you can be, because you're essentially being coerced.
Yeah.
I mean,
because mm-hmm you're basically saying, hey, if you want this job, you have to sign this contract. And part of this contract says that
you can't.
I can do whatever I want to you, and you can't sue me.
That's right.
I don't know. If anybody's an attorney, I'd love to hear
yeah,
your
that would
thoughts
be
a, about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, any legal
I don't have,
any legal advice we can get on that one would be much appreciated.
It doesn't make sense
mm-hmm
to me, but so
yeah.
Anything else that you want to do?
No, but this is called, the hashtag is changing.
Yes.
From
Me
we
Too.
We now have Me Too, hashtag Me Too, to hashtag Time's Up.
Time's Up.
T-I-M-E apostrophe S, Time's Up.
Yeah.
And so be aware of it. Listen for it on the news,
mm-hmm,
newspapers, magazines. Tune into the Time's Up. Not only tune in and get involved.
Yeah.
I'm going to start staying abreast, more abreast of this.
Yeah.
My dear friend who initiated all this with her courageous posting the other day has got me engaged.
Yeah.
She has certainly gotten me engaged in this. I plan to stay engaged.
Right.
Hope you do too.
Yeah, absolutely. So
this is a wrong that we all need to right as soon as possible.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening. Love to hear your thoughts and ideas about it.
Yeah,
if you'd like to share them with us. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.
Thank you.